Now moving on with the rest of this bulletin, Saudi Arabia continues with its deadly aggression against Yemen despite international outcry over the loss of innocent lives in the war-torn nation. In their latest attack, Saudi warplanes pounded the central Yemeni province of Baidaa, killing at least 4 civilians there. The fighter jets targeted a water tanker in Wahbiya city. Several thousands of people actually have been killed and millions more displaced since Riyadh, along with some of its allies, launched a war on Yemen. In March 2015, international rights organizations have expressed concerns about a number of civilians falling victim to the Saudi-led aggression. Now from Sana'a, the Yemeni capital, will bring in Nasser Shaker, who is a journalist and political commentator. Mr. Shaker, again we have news of civilians falling victim to the Saudi-led aggression on Yemen. How much longer is this going to go on?
Well, the serial of targeting civilians in Yemen is moving from bad to worse. The latest crime that is targeted civilians on transporting water have targeted in an area that is heavily fighting Al-Qaeda terrorists, especially that is in Al-Baidaa province. We know that Al-Baidaa province is a stronghold of Al-Qaeda, and you will find that the Saudi-led coalition is now fighting in the ranks or to support the terrorists on the ground of in the ground to support the Al-Qaeda militants. The civilians or the rescue teams have not finished pulling the civilians from the rubble of this crime. The Saudi coalition, the Saudi militants in Hodeidah have targeted in Al Hawak district four civilians, three of them women and another man. This shows how the serial of targeting civilians will not stop, and this is must understand that the UK Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt should be ashamed of himself to keep smuggling weapons to Saudi Arabia and to keep defending sales of weapons to Saudi Arabia.
And Mr. Shaker, do you see any prospect of peace around the corner, or do you believe that this war will be going on for now?
Sorry, could you repeat the question?
How possible is peace to be restored to Yemen?
I think peace is very, very difficult to be achieved because the Saudi coalition continue to target civilians. How can the Sana'a government keep negotiating with the Saudi coalition and the Saudi-backed government while they keep targeting the Yemeni civilians? It's a shame of the Sana'a government to engage with negotiations with the Saudi-led coalition that keep targeting civilians, especially the airstrikes only target civilians, not military targets. It is a shame. It is not good for the government to negotiate with a puppet, even though with the puppet government that is backed by Saudi Arabia. You have seen the so-called the Abd Rabbo Mansour Hadi in the Arab League summit in Tunis. He said that the Saudi coalition launched on 1915, not on 2015. You will see that this president is a puppet who is not able to recognize when this war launched on his country.
All right, thank you for that, Nasser Shaker, journalist and political commentator who joined us from Sana'a.